is 3:35 on January 20th, 2022. We are here in room 306 to hold a special commission meeting. I've asked Shauna Brady, our secretary, to help us with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, 306,
whatever the room is, commission room.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And to set the record straight, this is not 306. We've been in 306 all day, seems like. This is our commission chambers. So we will move on to our public comment period. We would ask those who'd like to make public comment to give us 3 minutes of public comment. Any of those who'd like to come forward, please state your name and where you're from. Okay, we do have one online public comment. We'd ask Commissioner Stevenson to read that for the record.
Dear Davis County Commissioners, I am writing to you all today in regards to the special commission meeting agenda sent out on January 19, 2022. I understand that the Open Meeting Act allows for 24 hours of notice to call special commission meetings. However, 24 hours notice is not a sufficient amount of time for the public to provide meaningful comments. Many have relayed to me that they did not find out about this meeting until after the comment deadline submission of 5 p.m. on January 19th, and therefore were not given adequate notice of time to submit comment in favor or against the proposed agenda item. I have also received comments from concerned Republicans that the separation of these offices, referred to the clerk and auditor, without proper comment in a mid-election cycle demonstrates a lack of transparency among the citizenry of Davis County. Therefore, I would ask the commissioners to make a motion to reopen the comment period time and keep it open until Tuesday the 25th of January until the commencement of their normal meeting time and once again visit this agenda item. Although this email has passed the deadline, I would like to ask that it be read and taken into consideration as part of the proceedings today as I am unable to attend. Sincerely, Daniela Harding, Davis County Republican Party Chair.
Right, thank you, Commissioner Stevenson. We had a work session earlier where we came up with we're gonna go along with this email and move this to our January 25th meeting. And so we look for a motion that we table this item.
I make a motion that we, at this time, table the ordinance separating the consolidated office of the county clerk and auditor until Tuesday the 25th, which would be on our 10 a.m. agenda at that time.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, opportunity for commissioner comments, if there is any.
Thanks for people coming and being with us and commenting today. It's great to have citizen engagement.
No comments.
Okay, this meeting is in